For the last couple of weeks, we've been discussing, as an introduction to the Isra Achila of Yom Kippur, we've been discussing different forms of Macholas Asuros, different categories of Macholas Asuros, and how Chametz fits into the regular din of Macholas Asuros. So we began with the discussion of Chizkiyah. That's here on Chaf Aleph on the base. Just look at it again one more second, because we're going to be going back to that. The Gemara said again, the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph on Aleph, and said that Kol Shal Shemut Alecha Machi on the Behemah Lechaya Laofos, Mocha Lenachri, as long as you can, it's permissible to eat chametz, you can also feed your chametz to an animal, and you can sell it to a non-Jew. Mutar b'hanaso, and you can benefit from the chametz, this is the Chaf Aleph on Aleph. But over zmano, also ba'anaso. Once it's too late, once you're not allowed to eat the chametz, it's also prohibited to be nana from the chametz. Filiasik bartana v'kirai. And you also are not allowed to use it as fuel. That would also be, obviously, benefiting from it. So that's when we discuss the Gemara here in Chaf Aleph on the base, where the Gemara says 16 lines down, that Amar Chizki aminayin the chametz of Pesach shasur ba'anaso, nema lo yeyachel, how do we know that you're not allowed to derive benefit from the chametz? The answer is because the Torah says in Parshas Bo, in Perikin Gimel, the later Parsha, not just lo yocha, but lo ye achel, chametz should not be eaten, lo ye bo heter achila, which is interpreted as a reference to hana. Let me discuss one. And the Gemara says, "Tam de kasa rachmana lo ye achel chametz." A lo kasa lo ye achel. Have a mina isra chila mashma isra no lo mashma. Who pligid rabavo? Zomer rabavo. Kol makom shenema lo yochal lo tocha lo tochu. Echad isra chila v'echad isra hana b'mashma. Ad she yifarit lecha kasa kedar shapirit lecha b'nevela. So basically, there's an argument between rabavo and Chizkia. Chizkia says that the source of the prohibition to benefit from chametz is the pasuk lo ye achel chametz. And Rabbavo says, no, anytime the Torah says the language of Yisra Achila, lo yochal, lo tochal, lo tochlu, it could be lo yochlu, any of these constitute a basis for Yisra Hana as well. The default is that every Yisra Achila is an Yisra Hana, unless otherwise indicated. So that's the argument between Rabbavo and Chizkiya. And our first shir was dedicated to the idea that do we paskin like Rabbavo or do we paskin like Chizkiya? We noted that according to the Rambam, we paskin like Rabavo generally. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, where the Rambam says, you know, use almost the exact language of Rabavo, that normally when the Torah says lo yocha lo yochlu, lo tocha lo tochlu, it includes the Yisra Na Achi Farid Lacha Kasuv. So we paskin like Rabavo. And yet, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis of Hilchos Chametz paskins like Chizkiya, Dafkin Chametz. That was our first discussion. Why is that true? We tried to develop the idea that chametz is a very unusual machalos asuros isurana, in that it's an isur zman, number one. It's both more chomor and more kal than other machalos asuros. It's more kal because it's temporary. It didn't used to be asur. It will not be asur for very long. It's an isur zman, and therefore there's reason to be makel. On the other hand, there's also reason to be machmir, because during this small period of Pesach, the whole focus is getting rid of chametz and substituting matzah for the chametz. And that's, you know, mechayev you. It's an odesh of kares, there's a chiv biur, there's a nisar mashehu, all sorts of chumras. So what we tried to explain was that the pasuk which says lo yeachel, not just lo yocha, but lo yeachel, chametz should not be eaten, which focuses on the status of the chametz being nechal, as opposed to achilas sagabra of chametz, that's the key, and that's what the Rambam wanted to convey, even though he did it in a bit of an unorthodox fashion, meaning in the Gemara, it seems like there's a debate between Rabavo and Chizkiya, and it's a debate which centers on Chametz of Pesach, but which applies to Kol Tarakula. And if you hold like Chizkiya and Chametz of Pesach, you should hold like Chizkiya and Kol Tarakula. And that you always need a separate source for Yisra Hanah. The Rambam, for some reason, was convinced that he could paskin like Rabavo and call it Torah Kula, and like Chizkiya and Hukos Chametz. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. But once we accept that Chiddush, what the implications of that Chiddush is that Chametz, Lekula, and Lechumra is an unusual Macholos Asuros. And that is signified by the expression lo yehakel. So that was our first topic. Our second topic, which we concluded last week, was a second example of the pasuk lo yehakel. And that is regarding the Yerushalmi, the first Yerushalmi in the beginning of our parak, not the Mavli, but the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi talks about the problem of feeding a behemoth hefker chametz. So can you feed chametz to a behemoth hefker? And as the Yerushalmi itself puts it, if we're talking about your behemoth, so of course that's also b'hanav, right? So you're responsible for the dog food, and you know, if you're going to feed chametz, then obviously you're benefiting financially, you know, from the chametz. That's a classic case of Yisra Hanav. But if you're talking about behemoth hefker, so behemoth hefker, you know, you don't get any benefit, presumably. And if that's true, what would be the problem? What should be the issue? Yet Yerushalmi says that there is a prohibition to feed behemoth hefker chametz, and once again, it's based on this pasuk, lo yeachel. So the Rambam omits it. The Rashi doesn't seem to accept it. Rashi on Hamad Beis and Pesachim, but the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, Agos Hashri, the Tashbeit, a lot of the Rishonim accept it, and say the Tur accepts it, the Shulchan Aruch accepts it. We accept the halacha that there's an Isur lahachil behemas hefker chametz of Pesach. What we saw last week is that there's a big debate how to understand this din. That some understand that it's a special din in chametz, and based on lo yehachel, the Gra, they got simple chat. Others understand that it's a more universal halacha, and it's really based on an extended notion of ana. Pointed out that the Magen Avraham, right, says the problem with behemas hefker is that you're mahaneh b'chametz of Pesach. And points out that the Mishnah Berurah changed that based on another Magen Avraham to the fact that you're neneh. You know, by virtue of the fact that you gain pleasure watching the animal enjoy this chametz, that's neneh. So if it's a din of neneh, and it's an expansion of hanah, then it's just a regular din, an expansion that applies in Kol Torah Kula. Maybe the source for it happens to be in chametz of Pesach, but you're going to apply it to other Isuri hanah, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems comfortable with, based on the Magen Avraham and the Levush and so on. In fact, the Magen Avraham doesn't say that. He doesn't say that it applies in Kol Torah Kula. He doesn't say that it's based on Ne'eneh. I suggest there's a different reading of the Magen Avraham. Either way, the Gra certainly thinks it's limited to Chametz, and I think the idea is a different idea. It's not the idea of Ne'eneh, it's the idea of Lo Yeachel. If the Issa was that you are not allowed to eat, so then we understand what that means. Right, we know what it means for you, the Gabra, as a Maisa, not to eat. But if the Iser is lo yeachel, not lo yochal, lo tochal, but lo yeachel, you should not be connected with the consumption of the chametz, right? So there already, it's not your action, it's your link to what happens to the chametz. And that's why being machil, the behemas hefker, constitutes a violation of lo yeachel. But if you're talking about some other Easter in the Torah, where the Torah says not to do the active verb, and it addresses you, you do not do the active verb, then even if it's also b'hana, feeding it to a behemoth hefker is probably not a violation at all. It's only a lo yeachel or equivalent type halacha. That's what we discussed last week. We also noted that the Mishnah Chinuch is bothered by the fact that the Rambam doesn't quote this Yerushalmi. After all, it's an explicit Yerushalmi. There's no Bavli, according to the Menachas Chinuch's understanding. There's no obvious Bavli. Well, I mean, there's no explicit Bavli against it, that's for sure. The Menachas Chinuch says there's no even implicit Bavli against it. Why would the Rambam ignore an explicit Yerushalmi, which is unopposed by a Bavli? Right? And he's, you know, very surprised by it. In the end, he makes a suggestion. He says, in my opinion, the reason the Rambam omitted it and doesn't hold like this Yerushalmi, because the Rambam already used up the makor of lo yeachel. Where did he use it up? So that's today's topic. That'll complete this part of the Hakdama. The Rambam has another chiddush. In addition to passing like Chizkia against Rabba Bo, Dafka and Chametz, based on lo yeachel, the Rambam uses the pasuk of lo yeachel in an innovative way in another context. And that's the issue of Chapsishir, which I want to speak about today. So mostly we're going to be in these sheets rather than in the Gemara, because it's the Gemara does not, in Pesachim, does not speak about the problem of Chatzis Shir B'Chametz. The Bavli actually only speaks about Chatzis Shir when it comes to the context of Achila B'Yom HaKippurim, but in connection with the larger issue of Macholos Asuras. There is no Gemara that speaks specifically about Chatzis Shir B'Chametz. However, and this is what makes it so interesting, the Rambam, let's just start with the Rambam. If you have the sheets from last time, I would need them for just for one or two little points, but mostly you can use the new sheet. The first one of the new sheet is Ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzlo zizkar kalaf alaf zayin. I'll be going back and forth. Ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzmo v'pesach. If you eat, what does Rambam mean when he says Ha'ochel min ha'chametz atzmo? The previous halacha, the Rambam speaks about tarovas chametz. If you have chametz, this is mixed in with something else. We'll get back to that in a minute. But if you eat pure, you know, unadulterated, you know, chametz, it's chametz in its pure form, the Pesach, kol shehu, less than a shear, in other words, less than a kazayas, the Rambam says, hareza osur min ha-Torah. That's prohibited min ha-Torah. Shenemar lo yeachel chametz. This is the Kiddush of the Rambam. The Kiddush of the Rambam is not that if you eat less than a shear chametz, that it's osur min ha-Torah. We'll see in a minute. The Rambam Paskins generally Chatzis Shir is also the Chiddush is that he has to repeat it in Hilchos Chametz once he has stated it generally, universally in Macholos Asuros. That's Chiddush. Why does he even need to tell us this if he's said it in the context which is already universal? And number two, the fact that he quotes a limud particular to Chametz, lo yeachel Chametz, when the Gemara in Yoma learns this halacha from the words kol chelev. Kol chelev, any amount of chelev, right? Afilu chatzis shir. So why is that a good limud? The Gemara quotes that. Now again, you have to understand, the Gemara in Yoma, which is a Babli that speaks about chatzis shir, is not talking about chelev. Otherwise it wouldn't be in Yoma. Right? It's talking about Achila B'Yom Kippur. And this just says in the beginning of the last parak of Yoma, that if you eat, you know, kikoseta sagasa, right, then you're chayav on Yom Kippur. And the implication is that if you eat less than koseva sagasa, then you may not be chayav misa, but you're in violation of an isur. And the Gemara says, well, what's that all about? Then the Gemara quotes Rav Yochanan, we'll read it in just a second, if you have the old sheets. Actually, we'll look at it right now. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. I'll hold off for 1 minute, we'll get to it. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So, Rabbi Yochanan derives Chatzis Shir Asur min ha-Torah, we'll discuss in a minute, from Kol Chelev. Kol Chelev, any amount of Chelev, even less than the Shir. So the context, the application is Achila B'Yom HaKippur, which is not so obvious. Achila B'Yom HaKippur, the Makor is Kol Chelev. So all of a sudden, when it comes to Chametz, the Rambam feels the need to repeat this din. Actually, he does also repeat it in Ochel Shemitah Sasar when it comes to Yom Kippur. All right, but at least there, in other words, what I'm saying is, the Rambam, when he talks about every single Macholos Asuras, does not mention that Chatzis Shir is also min ha-Torah. He doesn't mention it by Chelev and Dam and Nosar and Pigol. He doesn't need to, because he already said it in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Here, just look here in the previous Mar Makomos. Yeah. Look at the Gemara for a minute, and then we'll look at the Rambam, the universal Gemara and the universal Rambam. This is on the third page. I think it's on the third page. Last page. Talmud Bavli Masechet Yoma Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Gufa. Gemara says Chatzis Shir. Rav Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah. Rish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. This is the debate between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish whether less than this year is Asur or Mutar Min HaTorah. Rav Yochanan Asur Min HaTorah. Kiven the Chazin Yitzarufe Yisurai Ka'achel. We'll get to it in a minute. Since it's possible to combine the Shirim, right? So you'll end up eating an Yisur, therefore you're not allowed to eat Chatzis Shir either. Rish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. Achila Amar Achmana. The Torah says Achila, and Achila means Kazayas. Less than Kazayas doesn't constitute Achila. The Gemara then, I should have quoted more, but the Gemara then goes on to say, what's the Makar for this din? Kol Chela. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Makar. Kol Chela. Fine. Now the Rambam, Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. So if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Parak Yudalet Halacha Aleph and Beis, the Rambam says, that's the next, there's one in between, but I'll get back to that. Tosis, skip the Tosis. Go to Rambam, Hilchos Macholos Asuros. Everybody have that? Kol Yisroi Macholos Shabbatora, Shiuran Bekazayas. They know me. Fein Lamalkas, Fein Lakaris, Fein Lamitza B'dei Shamayim. Right? The regular Shiur is a Shiur of Kazayas, Beinoni. Ukvar biarnu shekala mechuyev kares amisa bidei shamayim amachol loke. Okay. The shear is the halacha base. Im kolah shiurim halacha lemoshe misinai. These are shears halacha lemoshe misinai. The asur min haTorah lechol kol shehu midvar haasur. And that, but however, the isur to eat min haTorah applies even to less than that. Anything you eat of dvar isur, avalein loke lo kizayis. The ochal koshu pakas mikashir makinos makas mardos. So what does Rambam say here? So when it comes to all isurei Torah, there's a shir. When it comes to all isurei Torah, chati shir is also min haTorah, just that there's no onesh. That's why when it came to chelav and dam and nosar and pigol and so on, the Rambam does not mention each time the din of chati shir also min haTorah. He does mention it in the context of Yom Kippur. I think that he mentions it in Yom Kippur because one could have thought that Yom Kippur is also an unorthodox application. Why? Because the others are Macholos Asuros. And Yom Kippur, as we discussed, everything is Asur. So everything in the world is Macholos Asuros? Probably not. Rather, although there's no Macholos Asuros, everything is an Isur Gavra to eat. You're just prohibited to eating anything on Yom Kippur. The objects aren't asur, eating is asur. So one might have thought that even though there's a din of kol chelev, even though there's a din of chatishir, asur min haTorah, since the makor is macholos asuros, maybe that shouldn't apply to Yom Kippur, and we'll soon see for Reish Lakish that might actually be true. Discuss Reish Lakish in a minute. Right? Yom Kippur might be different for many reasons. Kamash Malan, there might be another reason too. Get to in a second. Kamash Malan, Chatzishir is also in Yom Kippur. That happens to be where the Babli speaks about it. Alright, so the Rambam mentions it in Shvi'is Asar, but he doesn't quote a separate Makar. In Chametz, not only does he mention it separately, right, but he quotes this new Makar, which doesn't appear, not in the Babli, not in the Yerushalmi, in connection with Chatzishir, namely, Lo Ye'achem. So the question is, if the Rambam already in Machos Asuros establishes din based on Kol Chelev, why does he need to repeat it, and why does he need another Makar? That's one question. A second question might be in light of the Minchas Chinuch. Again, the Minchas Chinuch points out, as I mentioned just a second ago, that the Rambam doesn't quote the Yerushalmi of Behemoth Hefker. How come? So he says, he postulates, because he already used the Makar of Lo Ye'achel for Chatzishir, and that's his Chiddush already. But the truth is, as we've already noted, the Rambam uses Lo Ye'achel anyway for Chizkia, right? Parak Aleph Halacha Beis. In Parak Aleph Halacha Beis, Lo Ye'achel is quoted as the source of Yisra'na. In Parak Aleph Halacha Zayin, it's quoted as a source of Chatzishir in Chametz. So already the Rambam is using it twice. So, or another way to ask the question is, how can the Rambam use up this Makar when it's used up already? How can he use the Makar, I should say? How can he use the same source for two different dinim?
I can't say that Rambam holds no hanoah.
What do you mean to no hanoah?
The feel of the Hamish Alexia.
So it could be. I'm not bothered by the Minchas Chinuch question.
Yeah.
I'm bothered by something that the Minchas Chinuch used to explain that, to answer that question, which is, oh, he can't use the limud twice. I'm just pointing out that the Rambam does use this limud twice. Not for Behemoth Hefker. For Chizkia, for Yisra'na, and for Chatzishir. How can he do that? That's what I'm asking. Thirdly, I'd say, if you look at the Nosei Kalim, so they say various interesting things. The Magid Mishnah is mostly what I call in denial, meaning he wants to gloss over the difficulty of this Rambam. Rambam here has a special din of Chatzishir and Chametz. Magid Mishnah universalize it. If you look here again in the old Mar Makomos, Magid Mishnah Chometz Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin, Ha'ocham and Chometz Atzmo. So this is the Magid Mishnah's comment on this very controversial Rama. Perak Yom Kippur B'Yoma, What's the makor that chametz is also a bechat tishir? The Gemara in Yoma. Really? The Gemara in Yoma said something about chametz? No, of course not. Chat tishir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asa Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar. The kind of on kid, Rabbi Yochanan. And then he adds, Behu klal l'kol makol sha'asu b'Torah. Right? What the source of the question for everybody else is the Magid Mishnah's answer. Meaning, don't worry about this, this is just a regular din of Chatishir called Torah Kula. It's based on the Gemara Yuma. And it's exactly what he refers to in Makalas Asuros. Don't get excited. But that doesn't account for the fact that the Rambam found it necessary to repeat it here, and even more importantly, that he came up with a new makar that appears nowhere else, and apparently was dissatisfied with the regular makar. The Kesef Mishnah, in contrast to the Magid Mishnah, is very unhappy, as is the Ramach. The Ramach we don't have in front of us, I'll just tell you what he says. Ramach says, how come the Rambam, you know, has a new makar for Chatzishir? He says, but not only that, and you'll see the Kesef Mishnah echoes most of this, the makar that he quotes is contrary to the conclusion that he reaches. Why? Because the makar is a makar which uses the form of the word achila. And achila, says the Ramach, means kazayas. So how can the Rambam quote a makar which highlights kazayas when he's trying to prove that you don't need a kazayas? So then the Ramach says an interesting suggestion, but then he's dochet. His interesting suggestion is maybe the reason that the Rambam has a special din is because the Rambam wants you to know that it's not even worse than you might think. What do you mean worse than you might think? You might think, says the Ramach, that since chametz is asur b'hanah, so maybe you should violate the full lav and onesh, even b'chatzishir. In other words, bishlam, if we were dealing only with machalos asuros, so then there's a din of kazayas, and less than a kazayas is only Rabbi Yochanan. Also, but there's no onesh, there's no lav. But since chametz is also b'hanah, and you could be nene, the pachas mikazayas, so maybe you should think that not only is there an iser b'torah's chatzishir, but it's an iser gamur of the full lav of chametz, maybe even with the onesh. That's the Ramach suggestion. Therefore, the Rambam wants you to know that that's not true. That it's not anything more than chatzishir. In other words, the new makar comes to put chametz, right, to locate chametz in Kol HaTorah Kula together with other Macholos HaSuros. The Havamina was that it would be worse. That's the Ramach. The fact is, the Torah, the marker for this is still language of Lo Yeachel. If it's Lo Yeachel, then maybe the Achila should require Kazayas, and it should be less than the regular din of Chatzishir. So he throws up his hands in frustration, and he says, V'tzarechi. Yeah, this one more second, actually. The Kesef Mishnah, like the Ramach, you know, is very bothered by this question. Kesef Mishnah says as follows: Ochel chametz atzel b'pesach shenemar lo ye'achel. Kashali, lama likra b'chametz b'pesach al kol isurin shebetorah kaimelon chatishir asur min haTorah. If the general rule is chatishir asur min haTorah, why do we need a pasuk specifically for chametz? The od kasha, the mikra ipcha havle lemelech minei, the lo ye'achel shir achila mashma. The Tzarechiyim, namely, not only is the Pasuk superfluous because we have a general din, in addition to that, it's working at cross purposes because it's highlighting the need for Kazayas, not the ability to go without Kazayas. So what's going on? And again, the Kesef Mishnah throws us with his hands and says, Tzarechiyim, I don't really know what's going on with this Rama. Now, if you held like the Ramach at least, and that is that it was connected with Yisra Hanah, you might at least solve one problem. I'd ask the question a second ago, how can the Rambam use Lo Yeachel to teach you two different dinim? Chizkiya, that it's also b'hanah, and Lo Yeachel, that Chatishir is also b'chametz. At least according to the Ramach's suggestion, the two are really one. Why do you need Lo Yeachel to teach you that it's only Osir and there's no Malkus? Because you might have thought that since Lo Yachel teaches you that he doesn't say the Lo Yachel, so I'm adding it. Since Lo Yachel, the source of Isra Hanah, might lead you to think that Isra Hanah should apply even the Prophet's Mikazayas, and you should violate the full Lav, Kamash Malon, that isn't so. So actually, if you held the Ramak's suggestion, you could solve the problem of the two Lo Yachel. The two Lo Yachels are really one and the same. You need Lo Yachel for Kantishir precisely because Lo Yachel is the source for Isra Hanah. But if you throw out the Ramak's suggestion, so we have all the difficulties. How can the Rambam use the same pasuk twice? And why does the Rambam need a special din of Chatzi Shir when it comes to Chametz? How can the source be a source which speaks of Achila? All of these are very serious difficulties.
Isn't there a general Isser called Eichel Chametz?
Say that again?
The Nichrusa.
And therefore?
You have a general rule for eating Chametz. So the Rambam has an extra pocket.
No, but the Rambam using, I mean, you asked the question.
Yeah, he already has a pasuk.
A pasuk for what?
For Isra Hanah and Isra Achila.
No, the pasuk for Isra Hanah is Lo Yachel.
Yes.
That's Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. But now he's using the same pasuk, Lo Yachel, to teach a Chatzi Shir.
So let's learn from Kaloich HaChometz.
That's your question. But that doesn't solve the problem for the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam quotes
the pasuk of
Lo Yachel. We're not speculating. Yeah, he says specifically, here, in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, we just read, HaChometz Vazvareyev Zev V'tor Shenema Lo Yachel Chometz. In Parak Aleph Halacha Beis, it's Achol Tzitzat Also Banos Shenema Lo Yachel Chametz Lo Yehba Hetzrachi. So he is, it's not a speculation. He's using the pasuk, same pasuk twice. He's using the same pasuk twice. He didn't need it at all, right? In both cases, he didn't really need it at all because he paskins like a Mavo and Isra Hanah. He paskins like a Yochanan in Chatzishir. Meaning, there's a huge puzzle in the Rambam. Right? Now again, my view is, I don't think it's just my view, but when you multiply anomalies, you sometimes find answers. I mean, that's what patterns are. Not always. Sometimes you just get in deeper and deeper. But we hope, at least, that there's an opening to explain what's going on here. Now, there are achronim who suggest along a different line. Again, like the Ramach, but in the opposite direction. What was the Ramach's idea? That you might have thought that Chatzi Shir B'chametz would be the real Isser and the real Onesh, because since it's Isser Hanah, Isser Hanah applies in Pachas Mikashir, which is also not so obvious, but that's the idea. There are Achronim who suggest to say the opposite, similar to what we said about Chizkiah and the Rambam, namely, just because we know that general Macholos Asuros are also B'chatzi Shir, that doesn't mean that Chametz is also B'chatzi Shir. Maybe we should say the opposite, that there's a greater kula in Chametz than in other Macholos Asuros. Even though they are also B'chatzi Shir, maybe Chametz is not also B'chatzi Shir. Why? Because it's Yisur Zman. Right? After all, Chametz yesterday was Mutter, tomorrow or in 7 more days will be Mutter. Just like we thought, right, that the din of Rabba Bo maybe doesn't apply, so too maybe the din of Chatzi Shir doesn't apply. Kamash Malon, what? Like we said about Yom Kippur a minute ago. Kamash Malon, that the regular din of Chatzi Shir applies, but you need a pasuk to teach you that, because otherwise you would have thought that it would be more top. So the Ramach says, if not for the pasuk, I would think it would be more chamor, because of Isra Hanah. Some Achronim suggest that without the pasuk, I would have thought it's more kal, because it's an Isra Zman. Either way, you end up the same. Namely, even though the Rambam has, maybe that's the idea of the Magid Mishnah. Right? The Magid Mishnah says, oh, this is Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, this is what the Rambam wrote in Macholos Asuros. This is the regular din of Chatzi Shir B'Kol HaTaur Kula. What, the Magid Mishnah didn't see that the Rambam, number one, specified here, saw the need to specify. Number two, is quoting a separate and very specific pasuk. Didn't see that? Of course he saw it. The Magid Mishnah is saying, maybe, these are all Kamash Malon that the regular din of Rabbi Yochanan applies, we might have thought differently, like the Ramach, we might have thought differently in this other direction. Kamash Milan, it's one and the same. However, it seems to me that there's more afoot than that in the Rambam, especially if you want to answer the question why the Rambam uses Lo Yeyachel in both places, and he uses it twice. Yeah?
I'm a little troubled by what appears to be the internal inconsistency in the Rambam's kasha.
Okay.
After all, Achila is a subset of Hana.
Well, or Hana is a subset of Achila. We'll get to that.
Okay. But if you presume that when you eat, you are being mana.
Right.
So it would turn out that according to the Ramat's Kasher, you would have a few of the Kizayas, but the broader thing, you would be over even in a. I'm sorry. And Hana with the.
Or less than a Zayas.
Right.
The shear of Kazayas, Ramach is assuming, is not required for Hana.
Right, so Akua, which is a Hana, requires shear. And Hana.
Right, well, you're assuming that Akua. Right, I mean, again, it's a more specific and stringent, probably, form of Hana. I mean, actually, that for the Rambam himself, the Rambam is the opinion, again, we'll discuss this later on, not today. But the Rambam happens to be of the opinion anyway that, for example, you never loka for Yisuriano. Because the Rambam thinks, probably is connected to his view, that there is a connection between Yisrakil and Yisuriano. In other words, that one is a subset of the other, although exactly which direction, still requires, as I say, the Rambam's in different places that say different things. What? The Rambam's general view is his general view. I mean, the Rambam is like a very famous. The Rambam again. We'll discuss when we get to it. I don't want to get to it today. But the Rambam Fishim Shnayis and Krisas talks about one issue. That's Isur Mosif. Bit of Enisur Halisur Isur Mosif. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvot talks about in the context of Basa B'Challa. And then the Rambam Hilchos Yesodei Torah Perek Hey speaks about the question of being loke for Yisurana, Shaloka Derech and being loka b'Yisurana. The Rambam happens to be of the opinion that there's never Malkus for Yisurana, and it could be that it's linked to this idea that Hana is a kind of diluted form of Achila. Therefore, it's like a lava puffel. You know, it's part of it, but it's a diluted part of it. So you just don't get the full measure of the onus. So, but you're right. There's a certain. I don't think it's but I don't think it's inconsistent. I think it is maybe there's a certain irony, but a certain maybe consistent irony in it. But we'll get to it when we get to it. Meaning, the idea is that that while Yisrael is an expansion of Achila in a certain sense, but it's a diluted expansion, and therefore. Because it's diluted, it's easier to violate with less, but the severity of the violation will also be less. That's consistent. In other words, the conditions, the standards to violate are less rigorous for Hana and for Achila, which is what you're pointing out, according to the Ramah. Mainly, you need a Kazayas for Achila, you don't necessarily need a Kazayas for Hana. Right?
Yeah,
but what you violate is also less. At least according to the Rambam, you never get Malkus.
Yeah, so it would seem to me that the Rambam is focusing on the fact that my test view, everything stems from Achila.
Right, but does it stem from Achila, or we view Achila as being a more severe form of Hana? In fact, that's what the two sources I just mentioned before, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot of Basa B'Challa, and the famous Nekuda Nefla, which appears from Shnayis and Krisas, in my opinion, they emphasize the relationship between Achila and Hana in opposite ways. In other words, Achila is a specialized Hana, or Hana is a diluted Achila. There might not be such a big difference between them, but there's a difference at least in emphasis. Yeah?
You mentioned earlier there's a view that perhaps we should find a heter when it comes to Chametz, because of the fact that it's only an Isur's mind.
Yeah.
But to offset that, you have that there's a nisa by your matzah.
Right. Which that's part of the chumrah of chametz.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying all along. Chametz is dialectical. On the one hand, it's an isur's mind, and we find that there are kulas associated with the fact that, you know, that it will be and used to be, it will be in the future and used to be in the past, mutter. And there are definitely kulas associated with it. Might be considered hetera bala as opposed to isura bala, all sorts of different issues. At the same time, during Pesach, we're very adamant about confronting and destroying chametz. And the fact that there's a chiyuv, maybe even sreipa, and even bayura, bayimatze, lekula alma. Yeah, these are all unique elements of chametz. So you have to figure out what is about. What I've been trying to explain is that on the maisa achila level, it's kal, and on the chetza nechal, or its presence level, it's chametz. The very presence of chametz is offensive. What you do with the chametz is less of a problem in a certain objective, intrinsic sense, because it's a dvar heter most of the year. So I think both things are true. And that's what I think, that is the key to understanding what's so singular about chametz. I think it's very, the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim aspect of it, call it, or the negation of matzah, all that is the chumrah. The chametz itself, to see it as this terrible, you know, repugnant thing, is hard to explain. When it used to be and will once again be the staple of our diet. So I think that's exactly the point, is that there are these two elements, the chametz, that are seemingly opposite. They're not opposite, but they move in different directions. Even in terms of chatzishir, as we're saying now, there might be this indication. So let's step back and make a different suggestion. What I'd like to suggest is that chametz, and I think others suggest it as well, is that chametz is simply, what the Rambam is trying to tell us is something profound. You're not just a hava mina. Oh, we might have thought it's more chamor, kamash malan. Oh, we might have thought it's more kal, kamash malan. But either way, like the Magen Mishnah, it belongs to the family of regular chatzishir, b'kol tarei kula. Rather, I think what the Rambam really wants to tell us is that chametz is different and that it is unique. And maybe that it, I think in this case, that it's more chamor than other chatzishirs. It's a specific chatzishir, it's a certain kind of chatzishir, etc. And that's what we're going to try to develop. Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, the Rambam thinks it's a Dovr Shematir. The Gemara doesn't say it's a Dovr Shematir. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuro says that Chametz is Dovr Shematir. That's his explanation for the Yisr Mashu. The Gemara in Daf Lamed makes it seem like the Yisr Mashu is disconnected from Dovr Shematir. But the Rambam in Macholos Asuro says it is. And even in Min She'en Obamino, which is not normally Dovr Shematir, but the Rambam Machal Sur says with regard to chametz, that's again a special feature of chametz. Okay, so let's go back. Let me just highlight it one more time, in one more way, just very, very quickly. In the previous Mar Makomos, the last thing I want to get from there is the previous halach on the Rambam, halach of Zion. Just to point out something I think interesting. Again, being my mekores of lo yachel chametz. Here I had produced also halacha above. Everybody have halacha above? So basically, I'll tell you what I want, and then you'll see if it's here or not. Halacha above speaks about tarobas chametz. Chametz which is mixed in with another substance. As I mentioned, as opposed to atzmosho chametz, right? Hardcore, pure chametz. Now, what's fascinating is that the Rambam makes reference to Chatzishir or alludes to Chatzishir in the previous halacha when he talks about Tarovas Chametz. But there he doesn't quote Lo Yachel. So it's strange that the halacha before, which is the first time in Hukos Chametz that he mentions Chatzishir, he doesn't mention the Makar. And then in the next halacha, when he talks about pure Chametz, all of a sudden he mentions the Makar. Almost as if to say, when I speak about Chatzishir and Tarovas Chametz, that's the universal din of Rav Yochanan. When I speak about an Atzmosho Chametz, that's based on Lo Yachel, that's unique. This is my D, okay? I don't know if anybody else has said, maybe other people did or didn't notice, I don't know. But I think it's worth at least looking at. So look very quickly, Halach above. Ein Chayavin Kares al Achilas Atzmosho Chametz. Aber Erev Chametz could go, El Achilas Atzmosho Chametz. You only get Kares when you eat pure Chametz. Right? Aval Iruv Chametz, Chametz which is mixed into something else, Kegon Kuta Chabavli, the Shekha Madi, Vikaladoma Lahen, Midvarim Shachametz Murav Lahen, where Chametz is mixed in. Imacholon the Pesach, Loke, if you eat them on Pesach, you get Malkus, the Aimba Karas, but there's no Karas, Shenemar, Kol Machmetzos Losoke. Amedra Mamurim Vishachel Kazais, Chametz Hokatoros, Bechdea Kilas, Gimel Beitz, and Hushalokim. This halacha we'll get back to later in the year, but it's not for now. If you have to eat a certain amount, you have to eat kazayis to kdei achilas pras of the taroves. You have to eat a kazayis of chametz within the time frame of eating Gimel Beitzin. Aval in ein betaroves kazayis kdei achilas Gimel Beitzin. Afa bisha asu lo lechol im ochal ein aloke lamakin os lamakin smart. It's fine. Now, what does this mean in ein betaroves kazayis kdei achilas pras? Afa bisha asu lo lechol. What's that? I mean, if you don't have tarovus kamis as the Rambam defined it, so you don't violate the love of the one that he quotes here, kol machmetas lo sochelu. Right? You didn't violate that love because you didn't eat enough. If the tarovus isn't dense enough, let's call it. Right? So why does the Rambam say afal pi she'asur lo lechol im ochal in a loka, ella makinos and makas marnas. Well, where's the makas marnas and where's the yisur from? Chatzishir. So this is my point. The Rambam alludes to, but he doesn't make a parade, there's no drum roll. Right? You should know that chatzishir applies to tarovas chametz. And the makor is lo yeachel. No, not at all. The Rambam mentions it, derech agav, right? He's merames to the din. What did the din that he has in Macholis? So he could have just said, "Of course, if you eat less than tarovas chametz and you don't violate kol machmetzes, right? Of course, there's still chatzishir because chatzishir flies always. That's the din of Macholis Asuros. That's why he doesn't quote a makar. So it's particularly fascinating that when it came to atzmo shel chametz, right? The Rambam does have a drum roll and he has his own makar and a problematic makar and a used up makar at that." But in the previous halacha, the first time he mentions or alludes to chatzishir, it's completely unselfconscious. It's an allusion to the din of kolatara kula. Why is kolatara kula good enough in halacha above and not good enough in halacha zayin? By the way, that, if that's true, if my debut is correct, I think it is, that it would certainly also establish very, very clearly that you don't need the makar of lo yechel, because otherwise you would have thought that the kula of chametz should mean there's no chatzishir, because tarovus chametz is even more kal than real chametz. Right? The onus is more kal, of course it's more kal. And yet, the regular din of chatzishir applies without an additional makar in the Rambam. So that would seem to prove that when the Rambam finally does drum roll, or does quote a new pasuk, a new problematic pasuk, that what the Rambam is trying to tell us is a different halacha. What is that different halacha? So in order to understand it better, I think there are several possibilities or could overlap
why
as well. What about it?
Why isn't that the makar for
that? No, because that requires kazayis of the machilos pras.
You don't have it, so you're over, not on the general din of machilos pras, you're over on the kol machmas
no, but that is the definition. That is the definition of tarovas chametz, according to the Rambam. I mean, the pasuk kol ocho machmetzes in the Rambam refers to tarovas chametz. That's his previous halacha. That's the halacha that preceded it. So the Rambam says, you should know that in my opinion, this reading of the Gemara is later on in Eil Obrin with Kutach HaBavli, in my opinion, that's kazayis b'knechi los pras.
It's the youngest for...
So if you don't have it, if that's not the case, that's not the case. So it's based on the principle. And what's Makas Mardas?
What's that? That's
the only thing.
Makas
Mardas? Yeah.
That's the
only thing. Yeah. That's, we had it in Makas Mardas. Look back at Makas Asuras for a second. Look at Makas Asuras again, Perikidalat Alokha Beis.
Makas Mardas is
Rabbanah? Yeah. The Onesh is Rabbanah. But the Isur is alright. So look at Yudalat Beis. Shir Zem Kala Shirim Halakh Lamoshim Sinai. Asur Minat Torah Lechol Kol Shir Midvar Asur. Right? Right? Okay. So, the question in general is there a din of chatzishir in Yisrael now as opposed to Machalos Asuros?
We have chatzishir and tarovas in eating it.
In eating it. I know, in general. What I'm saying to you is in general is the question. Where do you mean it falls between the two?
That's where it falls between the Yisrael
and
over here on the tarovas.
Well, no, I mean, halacha Zion, when the Rambam says Atzmo Shel Chametz, he's not talking about Hana either.
Not
No, it's just the same pasuk. I mean, that's not what he's quoting it from. And that's an interesting, again, that's where the Ramach comes in, but no. In Halacha Beis, he talks about Lo Yachel and Shumut Rana. In Halacha Bav and Zayin, he's only speaking about Achila. There's a famous Chacham Tzvi, the Tshuvat Chacham Tzvi, which the Michal Tzinuch likes to quote a lot, where he says that in his opinion, Chantishir is only limited to Achila. Because the Gzeres HaKach, Ki Kol Ochel Chelev, so he says it wouldn't apply to anything else. We were actually discussing that it's not such a davar pashut. Many people think so. And we'll see the Rishalmi in a minute talks about it also. But for example, on Shabbos, there's a very famous Rashi in Kol Gadol, where Rashi talks about Borer, you know, about Chatishir in Shabbos. And Rashbam in Bel Basra speaks on Pelech Mal Shabbos in terms of Chatishir. And there's a whole Torah about Shabbos, another Isurim, whether if I get a chance in the end, I'll get back to it. But it's not so simple that Chatishir has the Isurim, I know, has a Chatishir even. Okay, anyways, let's get back to the main point.
There are some children that are about to be always
down on the children who are two on this. Why is that Chatishir? Oh, yeah, I mean, I heard him speak about that earlier, much earlier, meaning Akira and Hanacha. Right, or you know, or steyamos. But what they normally say about that, I mean, there's a mitzvah eson, Rosh Hashanah discussed in the beginning of Shabbos. That might be what they call chatzim malacha, not just chatzishir. Like you know, akira bli hanacha, hanacha bli akira, or beis amos as opposed to dalet amos might be nothing, because it's
meet the minimum standard.
Yeah, not just the shear, but there the shear is a qualitative shear, and you know, Gitsia, Mershus, Hecha, Mersheni, and within the four, you're in the same Mershus.
Right.
So you haven't done anything.
Right.
That's always part of the tricky question. When it talks about, you can only talk about Chati Shear, unless it's, we'll get into a second. Okay. So getting back to the main, let's get back to the main issue for a minute. This is today between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is of the opinion that Chati Shear is Mutar Minat Torah. Why? So we read the Gemara Yuma. The Gemara says, because the Torah says a language of Achila, and Achila means Kazayis. So it seems like Reish Lakish is a strict constructionist in this matter. To him, the Shear and Achila isn't just a Shear and Onesh. It's a Shear in the Hagdarah, in the definition of Achila. You eat less than a Kazayis, it seems, according to the language of Reish Lakish, you haven't eaten. Right? You may be, to use some Achronimus expression, maybe you're towing. Maybe you're tasting, but you're not eating unless you're eating a kazak. That's Reish Lakish. Ah. And Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees because of Chazi Lich Tarufi. So here there seems to be a major machlokas, how to understand Chazi Lich Tarufi. The simple pshat is Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish in principle. When it comes to the Hagdarah, the Achila, that requires the Shira of Kazayas. However, there's another problem, and that is what some Achronim characterizes the principle of a siag doraisa. And because of the sarufe, if you eat a little, and then you eat a little more, and then you eat a little more than that, you're going to end up eating betoch zman siruf, you're going to end up eating a shir. So the Torah doesn't just want you not to violate, it also wants to prevent you from, you know, from coming to violation. So that's what we call, usually siyagim are things that we think are drabanan. Most siyagim are drabanan. Here and there we find what we call, or what some Rishonim think is, a siyag daraisa. Some people think Bayi Rabbi Imatze is a siyag daraisa. Not everybody agrees. So that people who suggest that Chatzishir, Asana Torah, Yochan, Chazil, it's Sarufe, means it itself is nothing, but it's Chazil, it's Sarufe, it's a siyag daraisa. But my Nafkamina, so all the Achronim came up with this popular idea. Let's say, for example, you're talking about Yom Kippur or Pesach. The what?
Yeah.
The last minute of the day. Let's say there's no Zman for Chazal Lid Sarufe. So that's the Shagat Aryeh and the Tzlach and a whole bunch of the Achronim came up with this idea. Right? You start late enough that it's impossible to be Mitzar. So then even Rabbi Yochanan should admit that there's no Iser of Chatzishir Minatot. The Rishonim don't say that. The Achronim do. I say the Rabbi Yehuda, in the Tzlach, and in the Nodav Yehuda, and the Shagas Aryeh, and a whole bunch of them a whole bunch of the Achronim speak about this idea. The Rishonim, as far as I know, never came up exactly with that nafkamina, but they came up, the Meiri in Yoma, and in Shavuos, does speak about the question of Daito Lahashlin. He says, even Rabbi Yochanan will only say, Chatishir Asam HaTorah, but Daito Lahashlin. Now the truth is, getting back to Reish Lakish, when we learned, right before Yom Kippur, when we spoke about the Din of Achila B'Yom Kippurim, so I quoted the Rishalmi in Trumos, which I think I reproduced here in the new Marmakamos. We can now move to the new Marmakamos. They're not just here for to tantalize you. They're real Marmakamos. If you look here, the Rishalmi is on page... Page 4. Talmud Yerushalmi is Lechas Trumas Paragvav. Everybody have it? Second to last entry. Modi Rav Shim Ben Lakish B'Yisra Hana. Modi Rav Shim Ben Lakish B'Yom HaKippurim. Modi Rav Shim Ben Lakish B'Atzid L'Hashlin. Even though Reish Lakish says Katishir is Mutar Min HaTorah, it's only Atzid B'Drabbanan, Yerushalmi, the Bavli doesn't have any exceptions. Yerushalmi records three exceptions. Right? And these are them. Yisr Hana. Why should Yisr Hana be different than Achila? Actually, it's like the Ramak's suggestion in a way. Right? What did the Ramak say? Right? Hana doesn't have a shear of Kezayas. So Hana is Pachos Mikashir, but it isn't Bidin Pachos Mikashir. It should be the full Yisr. Right? So Reish Lakish will say, oh, in my opinion, says Reish Lakish, the shear Kezayas is the shear in the Hagdara of Achila. Not just the shear in the Kiev Onshin. But that doesn't mean that's true for Yisra Hana. Hana is about gaining, benefiting pleasure. It's not an objective performance like Achila, and it's very pragmatically oriented. So even the Pachos, Mikazayas. So Reish Lakish will be Motiv Yisra Hana according to the Rishon. Reish Lakish will be Motiv Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? Maybe because what we said before, Yom Kippur is not Macholos Asuros. Right? So maybe it goes in both directions. Right? Where you need Macholos Asuros, where the Mechayev is the Yisra Achila of Macholos Asuros, is the Shir Kezayis. But on Yom Kippur, what's the idea of Yom Kippur? Being Nisem, Torah doesn't say anything about don't eat on Yom Kippur. It says you must fast on Yom Kippur. Being Nisem is not Shoseicha. And even the Shir Kosevas Hagasa for Misa is a Shir Nisuve Daite. Right? Not Achila. But being satisfied. So the Rishalmi says, Reish Lakish, when it comes to Achila, Kezayas, less than the Kezayas is not Achila. But in Yom Kippur, there's no din of Achila. But if you eat less than the Kezayas, are you involved in being Nisim as Nafsho Seichem? You may have, right, tainted, tarnished your being Nisim as Nafsho Seichem, even if you haven't done a formal Achila. You may not have eaten, but you're also not fasting. So made Moda Reish Lakish B'Yom HaKippurim. And what's the third one? Moda Reish Lakish B'Daito LaHashlim. Let's say when you eat with Pachos Mikazayas, it's only the beginning. Now you may end up not eating B'Toch HaShir, right? But you start off thinking that you are going to be Mashlim. I don't know if you have to think that you're going to be Mashlim B'Toch HaShir, or you have to just be interested in being Mashlim Mikazayas in general. I'm not sure. You don't have enough information in the Yerushalmi. Right, what's the idea? So it could be one of two things. Maybe the Reish Lakish says, you know what? I agree with you that there's a Siyag D'Raisa, but only if it's really, you know, something to worry about, if it's Daito LaHashlim. Or maybe Reish Lakish will say, listen, there are two types of Achilas. There's an Achila, which is, you know, a standalone Achila, and that requires a Shir Kezayas. Then there's Achila, which is the beginning of a process. So if it's Daito LaHashlim, that's Achila in the sense of the beginning of a process. As a standalone Achila, if it doesn't have a Kezayas, it's not enough. But at the beginning of a process, it's going to lead to a Kezayas, that's Achila too. The Motor Reish Lakish.
The difference being is, all you have in front of you is a Chatzishir.
Right.
But if you have a whole big plate of food.
And Daito LaHashlim, that would be a different story for Reish Lakish. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the Meiri... says Rabbi Yochanan what the Yerushalmi says for Reish Lakish, meaning turns it around. Rabbi Yochanan only said Chatzishir Asam Min HaTorah B'Daito LaHashlim, not below Daito LaHashlim, but also can be those two explanations. So one approach is this idea of Siyag D'Oraisa. But there's another way to read Chazal Yitzharuta. And that is the way Rabbeinu Hananel, in that Gemara in Yoma, reads it. Rabbeinu Hananel says, Kivin the Chazal Yitzharuta, Achila Karina Bey. What does he mean by that? So what he means is, not Siag Daraisa. Now, Siag Daraisa means you're not eating at all, but what you're doing is jeopardizing, you know, the violation of the Sisa. That's what Rabbeinu Hananel says. Rabbeinu Hananel says, 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0, all of them, is still 0. So the fact that Achila is Chazim Litzarufe is a shear, is an indicator that even though you only will violate an onesh and maybe even the lav with the shear, but it's considered a bais achila even the pachos mikashir. If eating pachos mikashir was eating 0, then you'd never have chazir l'tzarufa. Then you'd have to swallow in one fell swoop. You'd have to swallow the object. That's the idea. That's the Rabbeinu Hananel's reading of chazir l'tzarufa. So what is Rabbeinu Hananel saying? There's a ma'isa achila. However, there's a p'tur onesh. Oh, that's one way to look. That's another way to look at Rabbi Yochanan. According to that view of Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan is really at odds with Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds Kati Shir is Achila. Shir is a Shir Nonesh. That, for example, seems to be the view of Rabbi Shimon. If you look here in our Mar Makomos, so there's an interesting, really interesting Mishnah in Shavuot Staf Yotes. This says Shvuah Shtayim Shehin Arba. This is the second entry. Shvuah Shochal Shalochal Shachalti Shalochalti Shvuah Shalochal VeOchal Kol Shehu Chayiv Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Let's say a person takes a Shvuah and he says Shvuah Shalochal, I won't eat. Right? VeOchal Kol Shehu. Then he eats less than a Kazayah. So does he violate a Shvuah or not? So the Mishnah says according to Rabbi Akiva, he's Chayiv. It's only Chati Shir, how can it be Chayiv? Meaning, why does Shavua have to be defined by objective Macholos Asuros? This is a situation which you created yourself. So this discussion of the Mishnah, right, is open to multiple interpretations, but what we know one thing, and that is it's our topic. In other words, the Chacham said to Rabbi Akiva, Chati Shir should apply to Shavua too.
That's only.
I mean, I'm sorry, the requirement of a Shir should require to Shavua too. And Rabbi Akiva said no. Now, Rabbi Akiva said no because, you know, Shavua is man made. And you know, it depends on his kavana and l'shon b'nei adam, or because if you're talking about onshin, that's the din Torah. But chati shir less than a kazayis is a chila even in kol Torah kula. Hard to know. What does he mean when he says, well, you know, the whole shavua is a chiddush. B'checham atzina b'medaber maybe karban shezem medaber. Who may be Karban. So it's fascinating. The Gemara,
actually,
on Chafala from a base,
if he makes a shvua not to eat a Chatzi Shir,
we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. Whether that's Mujma Viomed or not, that's a machlokas, we'll see. Shvua Shiva Ochal, the Ochal Kol Shu, the next entry. So the Gemara says, Chai. The Gemara says, Ibailu. Rabbi Akiva, the Chola Torah Kula Krab Shimon, Sfirulei, the Mechai, the Mashahu. The Tanya is another sheet of the Gemara, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon or Kol Shulamalkis, Rav Omer Kazai Selinyan Karban. Ubedinu Deboye Fluge Bialma. Haide Fluge Hachilo Diacha Kochad Rabbana. Half a God, Vika Lame Mahol Mepharish Chayev Stamna. Michayev, Kamashma de Patri. O Dilma Bialma Sirlek Rabbanan. Vahachain and Tama Hol Mepharish Chayev Stamna Michay. What's going on? There's another Mandamar. Mandamar is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon in a bunch of places, in Shas, and Nazir, and Makos, and Shvuas, says, Kol Shehu Lamalkis, you only need a Shiur for a Karban. What does he hold? Clearly, that achila applies even b'pachos mikazayas. You need a kazayas for a korban. You don't even need a kazayas for malchus. So according to Shimon, it's clear that kazayas is a chiyuv for korban. But achila is up to the pachos mikazayas. So the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Akiva, does he really hold like Rabbi Shimon? Right? And that's why when it comes to Shavua, it's a shur shalo kal. Even if you eat less than a kazayas, you violate, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Or he doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. He thinks Shavua is different. Right? Now the truth is, you could ask the same, I'm not going to read on, the Gemara continues to discuss this question, yes, back and forth. You could ask the same question for Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Does Rabbi Yochanan hold really like Rabbi Shimon, except that he thinks that Malkus goes with Karban? Namely, when it comes to Onshim, you need a Shear. When it comes to Achila, you don't need a Shear. Or, Rabbi Yochanan thinks, right, that Rabbi Shimon is completely wrong. Right? It's not just a din in Onshim. It's a din in the Ikar Lav, there's a din of Achila. Whenever there's a din of Achila, Kazayas is important. However, nonetheless, if you're not interested in violating the Aveira, that particular Aveira, the general Yisr Chatzishir, for that you can get away with less. Why? Ah. So instead of saying... Well, let's assume that it is Chazir
Nisarufa. He's got to make another shmur.
I'm explaining Chazir Nisarufa here, not in Siag Daraisa, but in Rabbeinu Hananel's terms. So what do we mean?
Is this Rav Shimon
and Rav Shimon
ben Lakish?
No. The, no. Not Rav Shimon ben Lakish.
Why don't they couch this in the Machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish?
Because it is. No, according to Reish Lakish,
yeah.
Reish Lakish holds that it's only a Din Rabbanan. This is all within Rav Yochanan. But basically, Reish Lakish says Chatzis is Rabbanan. Rav Yochanan says it's a Raisa, but there's no Onsh. We're just not sure, is there even a violation of the Easter? But no Onesh, or is not even a violation of the Easter? It's a din of Chatzishir, which we'll explain in a minute. Then you have Rabbi Akiva, who says when it comes to Shavua, right, less than the Shir is also Chayiv, and the Chacham disagree, even about Shavua. Then you have Rabbi Shimon, who says, you only need a Shir for Karban, you don't even need it for Malkus. That's the hierarchy. What I'm saying is, for Rabbi Shimon, we know. He thinks that it's a special din in Karban. Right, for Reish Lakish, we also know. He thinks the Hagdara of Achila includes Kazayas. For Rabbi Yochanan, we're not sure. He really holds in principle like Rabbi Shimon, except that, just like Rabbi Shimon says about Korban, he says about Malkus. Or he really holds a lot like Reish Lakish, right? But, what's the but? So the but is, Kozir Sarufe Siag Daraisa. I agree with you 100% Reish Lakish, but the Siag Daraisa. Or, what's the or? Ah. The or is as follows. The following possible
Chiluk.
But Chazir L'Tzarufe, which isn't yet a full Achila. 0 + 0 = 0, so Chazir L'Tzarufe has got to be something. But if Chazir L'Tzarufe was a Achila Gemura, then we'd be back to saying pretty much like where the principle of Rav Shimon, which is that Shir is only Rinan. Onshim, we don't want to say that necessarily either. So what else could we say?
Shavuos,
so I think there are three chilukim.
But by Shavuos, it's not shayach to be chazir l'tzarufa. He'd have to make another shavuah, and that's a
No. Well, I mean, there is chazir l'tzarufa in shavuah. Why not? I mean, let's assume.
Let's say for the other chazishir, you have to make a new shavuah.
No. I say not a specific shavuah. I says I'm not going to eat. That means I'm not
going to eat at all.
I'm not going to eat at all. Yeah, that's the passage of the Mishnah. I'm not going to eat. Shlo shlo ka.
But if he says klar, I'm not going to eat.
X.
Then it's out.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay. So the point is as follows. So what's the in between? So you can make, I think, one of two basic chiluk. One is, and many achronim say this, there's a difference between achila klalis and pratis. When I eat something, I'll give you the example of Ben Yonah, even though it's in the other direction. Normally, we require a shear for a bracha achrona. Right? If you eat something, whether you're going to be obligated to make a bracha achrona, depends whether you eat a shear. How much of a shear? A kezayis, a kebetza, depends on what we're talking about. Okay. A bracha rishona, our psak is that you don't need a shear. any kolokom nomas the blah bracha, for his amount, even a kosher, any little amount. Rabbi Yonah and Brachos disagrees. Rabbi Yonah says, if you eat anything less than a kazayas, you always make a bracha, but the bracha you should make is shahakal.
Right.
If you want to make a bari priya eitz or adama or mazonos or aboti lechem and aretz, and you have to eat a kazayas of that particular item. We don't pass in this way. Right? I don't want to scare anybody. But that's Rabbi Yonah. Wow. What does that mean? So it seems like Rabbi Yonah is saying that there are two types of achilas. There's an achila which is general, generic. You're eating achila sagabra, call it. And then there's an achila which is very specific. So if I want to eat, if I'm eating mizonos, to be considered eating mizonos or eating adama or eating eitz or eating pas, I have to eat a certain amount of it. Otherwise it's just considered that I'm eating. The what, right, doesn't figure, or the specifics don't figure into it. That's a video. By the same token, many people understand this is the issue of Chatishir. What do we mean when we say Chatishir is also in the Torah, but there's no Onesh? So I think that there are two ways to explain, two good ways to explain. One way is to say exactly this distinction between what we call Isur, between Achila Klalis and Achila Prophets. Let me highlight it in the following way. Again, it's not my find. This is a well-known Nafkamina Miachronim. Look here in the Marmakomos, the last page, page 4. Torah Sa'adam. Shara Nechush Inyan Asakana. Okay, it looks very fancy, because, again, I had to find this in the Bar Ilan program. So they're, you know, they're meduyak, but their diuk can sometimes, you know, cause people like me trouble. So I know this as the Ramban in Yoma, Pebeis. I mean, I knew it's not. I mean, it's in the Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer Ramban, you know, which Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer put out, so I call it that. So what he did was he also put some of the Rambans that appear in others of the Ramban's works, he put them all Seder Adapted. The Ramban won't work, as you know, in Torah Adam, in Yanni Abelis, and Bikacholim, and so on. And there's, you know, there's a treasure trove of Hidusha Ramban there. So he put some of them all P. If you look at the Rizal Meltzer Ramban on Moed Katan, half of it is really from Taurus Adam. The Ramban didn't write in Moed Katan. Right? It's all from Taurus Adam. Or there's one in Yuma from Taurus Adam. Anyways, that's why it appears this way. There's really a piece that is from Taurus Adam, Sharam Echush, Inin Asakan. Where the Ramban speaks about the Sukhi and Yuma Pei Beis Amad Aleph, he says the following. He's talking about giving a chola to eat pachos mikashir. He says, you have a chola, you give him less than the shir to avoid the isakares. Umakis, we isar bilchun. In tishalin, kain, lama amr machil noso akal akal. Tevel utruma machil noso truma. Bala b'shneim, ein b'amal isar b'alma. So as if you're talking about, but the Mishnah says, machil noso akal akal. You give if you have to feed somebody and he's in pikuach nefesh, you have to feed him at varis, or give him the lightest isur that you can find. So the Ramban says, yeah, but if we're feeding less than a shear, then what do you mean akal akal? Either way, it doesn't violate. There's no malchus, there's no kares, because not eating the shear. So what do we care? Will we give him tevel? We give him truma? Fascinating question. So the Ramban says, apilu haki. Given the Bishurim, Chamurim, Zemizeh, La'onshin, after Pachos Mikasher, Chumra Shalzeh, Yosef, Chumra Shalzeh. So just a fascinating thing. Meaning, it's true there's no onesh either way. But the fact that there's an onesh Kashir shows you that it's a more repugnant, a more Chamur, Macholos Asuros. And that's true even with regard to the Chatzishir. Ah! Inami, Hasam Bisham, Duel Kashir, let's say the doctor said he has to eat kashir, and he's got to eat it right away. So then you say, machilin osa akal akal. But according to the second answer of Ramban, but in chatzishir, there's no akal akal. Now, that could be for one of two reasons. You might say, the Dinei Torah, Onshin, whatever, it's all, you know, it's all the Rabbanu Sholem's, laws. But, you know, there's no onesh, and there's no issue of kal and chamur. Maybe. Or, it's hard to say that. Or, it's more likely is, The question is how you look at Chatzi Shir. The first day, the Ramban says, Chatzi Shir is an Isa Prati, meaning, when you eat Chatzi Shir of Chalev, it's Chatzi Shir of Chalev. It's a din of Chalev. If you eat Chatzi Shir of Dam, it's Dam. If it's Chatzi Shir Tevel, it's Tevel. If it's Chatzi Shir Truma, it's Truma. So if you have to choose between Chatzi Shir Tevel and Chatzi Shir Truma, one is more kal and the other is more chamor, you should pick the chatzi shir, which is more kal. The second day the Ramban says, when you're eating chatzi shir, the question says, when you're eating chatzi shir, there is no tevel, there is no truma, there is no dam, there is no nosa, there is no pigol. Because either way, you don't violate the actual iser. Because it's only chatzi shir. What is there? Chatzi shir. Now, if you say that chatzi shir is a din in Yad Daraisa, cousin Sarufa, that makes a great, that makes some sense. I'll put it that way, great deal of sense, not Mukra. If you say that basically, like the Rach, you're eating more, these are incremental eatings, so what are we saying? What happened to the Tevel and the Truma? Why isn't it differentiated? The answer is it's like a Medion in a way. If you don't eat the Shir, it's Achila Klalis, but it's not Achila Pratis. And therefore, there's no din of akal akal. If that's true, so if that's the general din, Rabbi Yochanan, when he says chatzishir also not Torah, but you don't violate, it's not just a din and own shin. It's also not achila practice, but it is achila. So the Rambam came along. Let's give me one more minute. I'll develop these more next time when we finish this. The Rambam came along and says, when it comes to chametz. When it comes to chametz, the chatzi shir of chametz is a chametz halacha. It's not a klali halacha. Because the Torah says, lo yachel chametz. It's not superfluous. If it was a macholas asuros chatzi shir, then it would be a regular din, at least a klali. Here there's a kal akal, or other nafkamina. I think there's a second approach, which is not so different from it, and that is as follows. The Beit HaLevi has this idea in Chelek Aleph of the Tshuva of the Beit HaLevi, where he says when you eat a kohen eats a karban, or when you eat from a karban, is there a din that you have to eat a kazayas? So Beit HaLevi says, I don't think so. He says if you're involved in what we call achilas hagavra, there's a shear of kazayas, but achilas hachepta doesn't require kazayas, meaning where the focus is on the subject, the person who's eating, he has to eat a certain amount of a certain object, he has to eat a kazayas. But in korban, the issue isn't that the kohen has to eat. The issue is that the korban should be eaten. Maisa sheni should be eaten. Whenever something needs to be eaten, as opposed to someone needs to eat it, there's no din of kazayas. So if that's the case, maybe we can explain the Rambam even better. Because what's the point of the Rambam? What is the Rambam saying? When it comes to chametz, chatzi shir is also in the Torah based on what? Lo yeyachel. Ah, what is lo yeyachel? Achilas hachepta. That's what we explained both with regard to Chizkiya and with regard to Behemas Hefker. So what the Rambam is saying is the din of Macholas Asuros and the din of Halach above when it comes to Tarovas chametz, where it doesn't say lo yeyachel, those are the general dinam of chatzi shir. And the regular dinam of chatzi shir is osur. Right? But when it comes to lo yeyachel, you violate the actual iser of lo yeyachel. It's not just a general din of chatzi shir, because it's achilas hachafza. And there once, what did we ask? But you used it up for Chizkiya. No, it's the same thing. It's two sides of the same coin. It's the idea of achilas hachafza. So let me just conclude with this. The Malbim says it. The Malbim in his parish on Parshas Tzav talks about again the psukim there, which are also written in that form. Matzos te ochel, it says te ochel is supposed to tochal. Yesh hevdol bein poal ochal bekal lebein anipa. Shapol achal bikal musavala adam ha'ochel, says the Malbim. That's achilas hagavra. V'loikare ochel ala bekizayis. Shapolchus mizakli zebeis alevi. Shapolchus mizeh nikra toim. Right? Achilas hagavra needs a shear. Ki ta'amtima adavash. Fine. Ma'at dvash is only a te'ima, tasting. Kamosha kasna b'sifra. Like, come on, fine. U'mepsachim samakila b'kazayis. Avala nifal, musavala davar, refers to the chafta. Ba'afim nechal kosher, hu'agan sheli kura achila mitzada ochel, shela ocha rak toam, b'kokam adavar nechal v'yeinenu. V'zesha kasna b'sifra, shela chen shina v'amar matzos ye'achel b'nifal, v'latofa chaloshan shediba ma'ata. Yochlu Aaron, yochlu ha. V'haylon amemra matzos yochlu. V'lamed, she'at shalom nisha rak miktasa, v'cholzos, you don't eat the whole thing up, te'achel. V'mizeh ta'arem mekar, hadavar she'kosav ha-rambam, she'ochel chametz ha-pesach, ha'filu kosher, hu asur she'nemra lo ye'achel. V'mefarshim rishonim v'achronim lo yodu nesivosav, me'ayin hotzi davar zeh. Where did he get this from? V'hinei, purash, it's explained sheyesh lo yisod basifra, ma sheyesh lo falfa b'divrei Rambam elein po mekomo. That's what the Rambam says in the chat. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Lo yeyachel. Okay. We'll speak a little bit more about this. I want to speak about Mushba Biyomei and some of the other things just very quickly next time, and then we'll go back to the Gemara in the beginning of the.